Do you remember in the old days, the Reader's Mart used to dominate the buying and selling and the swapping of goods and services? You'd get it on Saturday night, get there really early. And
we had buy, swap and sell on 6PR for years. We should bring that back.
So simpler times, right? But Marketplace, right, which is Facebook Marketplace, is kind of like the new Reader's Mart. So the problem is it safe to use? There's been incidents in recent times where people have been met with unsavoury types, etc. Now, I've got to be honest, I've never sold anything on Facebook Marketplace. I'd love to hear from you if you have, 133-882. It seems to me, though, based on what I know, I would not be letting that person come to my house unless I couldn't move it out of my house. I'd be saying, look, I'll meet you in the car park at McDonald's where there's cameras and there's lights and therefore they won't know where I live. That's just my own personal opinion. Also, the fact that they've got cameras means if anything untoward happens, then you will have that on camera.
Yeah.
That would be my issue.
So there's a bloke I know that sold a pair of shoes. So expensive, how would you, sports shoes. Okay. Well sought after sports shoes.
Right.
Red ones.
Oh.
Okay. Red ones. Right. So
ashtray,
ashtray. So this is the thing. So anyway, so wouldn't meet them anywhere near their place. Did not want to have them anywhere near their their place for fears of knowing where they lived. I have had a personal experience on Marketplace. I will never ever go back there again. It was around a car, a purchase of a car. I got engaged to this person about, and I was talking to them about price, and then they said it's out at the Perth airport, and I said, can I get access to it? It was a fake. I've never ever gone back there because of that experience.
For that reason.
Never will go back there for that because of that experience.
So I did ask around, and Seb is a person who uses Facebook Marketplace and lets people come to his house.
And he's got red shoes.
No, I don't. Good morning.
Morning. What did you sell? What did you buy? Or what's the go?
I sold a PS4 2 weeks ago.
What the hell is that?
It's a PlayStation 4. I've grown out of it.
Right, okay. Yeah. You've grown out of it.
Yeah, I'm a big boy now.
You're a big boy.
Yeah.
Carl's still got it. It says a lot about you.
Come round, Sam.
So hold on. You put it on Facebook Marketplace and people came to your house.
One person. I just put it on there, $100. It was a Sunday, which was, I looked around and that was the cheapest rate from compared to other people selling PS4s.
No dramas?
No dramas. He came around and said, thank you. And he, took off with the PS4.
Did you tell him it doesn't work?
It does work. It was in great condition. It was a great purchase.
Another friend in the office, they needed a fridge. And so they got online and they found a reverend, minister of religion, who was going to be selling the fridge and would deliver it. So the reverend rocked up and hardly looked like a reverend.
Dodgy ute.
So you've got to be a little bit careful. Apparently the fridge had dog hair in it as well. Ew. And it smelt like fish, which probably wouldn't have bothered you, Carl, to be quite honest. Have you used it? Have you got your, am I right to suggest that you're better off meeting somewhere, unless it's impractical, other than your home?
Good or bad experience? That's what we want to know this morning. 133-882. What's your experience with Facebook Marketplace?
It's on Marketplace. Half the people ask if the item is still available, and then you never hear from them again. That's from Nick. That's true. That's true,
isn't it? I reckon I get 2 dozen messages. Is this available? And I say yes, and they don't reply after that. So annoying.
Right. Whereas I did want to buy something online, not through Marketplace, but with another provider. And I did say, I'm willing to come and pick it up, but never heard back.
No, well, then the other thing is that people engage with you on there, if you have used it before, is they'll say, oh, they'll be there at 5 o'clock. Never turn up. Mm. Never come.
Right. Mm. Well, there you go. Mm. But be warned, though. I mean, when people are in wheelchairs and being stabbed, et cetera, they're the allegations that are associated with this form of buying. Just be a little bit careful how you're actually handling yourself in that scenario and make sure you have protections. That's the best bit of advice we could give you.